From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Leftist populist candidate Andres Manuel López Obrador has been a significant lead to become Mexico's next president. His chief rivals, including the ruling PRI party, conceded defeat. Some fear López Obrador will set the country back decades and lead to disaster with an interventionist economic policy. At the presidential candidates criticized President Trump's policies against migrants and against Mexico, VOA asked the director of the Wilson Center Mexico Institute, Duncan Wood, what kind of relationship the new Mexican president might have with Mr. Trump.
It all depends, I think. I mean, Andrés Manuel has been very clear throughout his campaign that one of the most important priorities for him is to maintain a relationship of respect with the United States, that he understands that the economic relationship with the U.S., as well as a political relationship, is of fundamental importance to Mexico's prosperity and security.
Reports indicate voter turnout was high across Mexico in Sunday's election, in which voters also chose members of the legislature and other elective offices. A suicide car bomb aimed at a patrol of French soldiers killed four civilians in northern Mali. The suspected extremist attack is the third in 3 days. According to Mali's Ministry of Homeland Security, 31 were wounded, including 8 French soldiers. Jordan's prime minister visited a key crossing with Syria, inspecting aid deliveries by the Jordanian army to the tens of thousands of displaced Syrians gathering at the border Amman has kept sealed. Aid and rights groups have warned of a looming humanitarian crisis at the border as the displaced are unable to enter Jordan or to return to their homes. This is VOA News. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says he believes most of North Korea's weapons of mass destruction can be dismantled within a year. His appearance on the CBS program Face the Nation took place amid media reports, citing U.S. intelligence as indicating Pyongyang had no intention of giving up its nuclear arsenal.
We're very well aware of North Korea's patterns of behavior over decades of negotiating with the United States. We know exactly what the risks are of them using negotiations to drag out the length of time they have to continue their nuclear, chemical, biological weapons programs and ballistic missiles. The president would like to see these discussions move promptly to get a resolution. This has been the advice that China's leader Xi Jinping has given us as well.
Bolton said that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo would soon begin discussions with North Korean officials on details of disarmament. He expressed optimism North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could carry out his country's denuclearization. Abortion rights has emerged as a major topic of discussion among U.S. senators who will be voting on President Trump's eventual high court nominee to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy, who is retiring by the end of the month. Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar, appearing on the ABC program this week, says she's heartened by the views expressed by Republican women in the U.S. Senate.
Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski have shown time and time again that they're willing to buck their party when it comes to important issues like supporting the Affordable Care Act, defending Planned Parenthood, defending women's fundamental rights.
On his flight to New Jersey for the weekend, reporters asked President Trump who he's considering to replace Justice Kennedy.
I like them all. I think they're
five,
but I've got it down to about five.
Senate Republicans promising a confirmation vote before the midterm elections in November. Police in Hong Kong stopped some 20 pro-democracy protesters from getting near a flag-raising ceremony marking the anniversary Sunday of the city's handover from Britain to China. Ao Nokin organized the protest.
This year, our slogan is end up one-party dictatorship, stop deterioration of Hong Kong. Why do we raise such slogan? It's because we can see there are lots of problems from the Chinese government trying to impose unacceptable policies.
Hong Kong became part of China in 1997 after more than a century of British rule. China has made it clear it decides which policies are implemented in Hong Kong. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.